And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a fun show for you today? Pete Gray is out on the big mega trip out in Patagonia, so a couple of shows without Pete here, but hopefully we'll hear from him maybe this week, maybe next. They're having a great time catching a bunch of big trout. And then Corey down in El Salto, so you're stuck with me today. But, man, do we have a great guest. It's Captain Chauncey from CJ Sport Fishing out of Channel Island Sport Fishing. Going to be an awesome show. Lots of fun with Chauncey last time he was on the show, and we're really looking forward to talking sea bass, talking yellows, talking tuna, and talking to you. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great one. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150. Available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, as promised, man, super stoked. Second time now your old hat in the studio is Chauncey Priel from the CJ. Chauncey, stoked to have you back, man. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me again. So pleasure once again to be here.
Yeah, well, I had a great time talking to you last time. I enjoyed it so much because, you know, I my whole life I've grown up down here and just didn't realize, I mean, and I'll, you know, embarrassingly so, I didn't realize the level of fishing that was available for you guys on the CJ Channel Islands. I mean, you really have everything. I mean, everything. Incredible cod fishing, great bat fishing, all the sea bass and yellow and halibut, and then last year, exotics filled in. It was us talking during the break before the show got rolling here. You guys had one hell of a year.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got to see these exotics and something, you know, you hear people talk about and they haven't been around for 30 years or so, but I mean, fortunate to be behind the helm and get a shot at a few of them. We got some bluefin, some Dorado, and I mean, the sight alone was something that, get everybody excited. And even if we didn't catch as much as, you know, as much as we seen them, it was something that everybody wanted to keep chasing. And we chased them as much as we could. And,
sure.
And we did adjust and we got a few of them. And it was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Now, with you know, and that was fun and exotic and different and all those things, but you know, your core, I know we talked about it so much last time, you love fish and sea bass. You love fish and sea bass and yellows, and boy, it sounded like you guys had a great run of it last year.
Right. Yeah, no, we did. It was another epic year. I mean, it didn't seem like we'll talk about, you know, it didn't seem like 2001, but I mean, some people say it was better. I mean, maybe because we worked harder for it, maybe, but we definitely had a great shot at it. Just about all of us, all of our whole fleet, the other landings, it was, you know, we had a great hit out of them. Our passengers were happy, and I was happy to, you know, to give them that opportunity again.
When you were on the show last time, you were saying that you have taken a different approach to sea bass and yellowtail fishing, where you like to really be on the hunt a lot more. Like rather than setting up on condition and waiting for the fish to find you, you kind of take an opposite approach. It reminded me so much of how our fishing at the Coronado Islands have changed. You know, a lifetime previous to it, you find the right condition, and you find the right piece of bottom that supports the conditions that are there, and you put the anchor down and you wait for the fish to come to you. And now so much of our fishing is sonar around, find a ball of fish, get over the top of it, catch it, move on to the next one. And you just really reminded me of like that style of hunting the fish down rather than waiting for him to come to you.
Right. It's kind of one of the things that I really take pleasure in doing. I mean, the moment I kind of, you know, learned the technique, you know, I mean, you see me zigzagging up and down the island. And it's pretty funny. You start seeing everyone else zigzagging, you know. I mean, it's a great compliment, but to find them, or you know, the other boat finds them and we call each other and we're just,
right.
I mean, it's thrilling to us. And you know, once you get the lines in them and get bit, that's where it just tops it for us captains, you know, running the boat. I mean
is that kind of changing the way, I mean, is everybody starting to do that kind of same style of fishing where you're on the hunt more than you are waiting for conditions to straighten out? And then also, how do you decide when to do one versus the other? I'm sure there's plenty of times when you say, hey, man, this is great current. This spot's going to bite today. It's not like you haven't abandoned the traditional style, but like, how do you as captain of the CJ decide like, okay, we're going to go looking versus this is right. We're going to wait for him to come through us.
Right. So there's a time, a lot of times we'll motor around looking for the schools. And if we don't, then it's time to go, you know, find some condition, get set up. And we got big hits on that as well. You
I'm
know,
sure. Yeah.
Instructions and Calpins last year. We got a couple good hits on them, you know, some limits and stuff. But usually you look for it, and once you just can't find it, you disappear. You know what? It's time to go find let's go look. This looks good here. Conditions are great. Let's give it a shot. And, you know, cross your fingers.
Yeah.
Give it so long amount of time, and if that don't work, move to the next.
How does things change in terms of the fishermen when you're – you know, like, does technique or anything like that change versus, you know, sitting on the anchor waiting for a bite versus, hey, we're on top of them right this second? Like, does it change for the angler side, or is
absolutely
it, here I'll say the same?
Absolutely. It's very hard. It's very hard to get everybody in tune sometimes.
I'm sure.
When you're dropping on these fish, like, you know, you got to, like, I see them, you know, and sometimes I miss them because I'm trying to figure out which direction they're moving.
You're putting a moving boat over a moving school that doesn't necessarily want to have a boat on top of it.
Like. Right, and I mean, it's all, you know, okay, they're moving this way in my mind, this. So I try to get my lines in them, and sometimes the people ain't ready for it.
Sure.
I mean, I come and, like, get them down, and they're waiting, you know, about, you know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and... like, what are you doing?
And that can be the window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a lot of times that is the window.
Yeah.
So you see the passengers that are right on top of it, they'll be the first ones hit. And when those schools are not, they're not ready to go, it's the first ones that are in them are going to get bit. Those fish will keep moving. So, I mean, it really gets me, until those fish start turning, when I can't find them, They don't want to eat. Uh-huh. When they're slow and you can just, I keep meeting on them, I'm like, oh, they're going to eat.
You know right off the bat.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know when it's a blip on your screen when you're licking your chops.
Yeah.
I like that so much.
Yeah, it's a difference. They just move slower.
Yeah.
They're not scared or sketchy, and it's like, oh, we're going to get these things. Yeah.
That's great. That's exciting and fun. And now when it's not game on, sea bass fishing, what are the other things that, you guys have to offer, you know, in your neck of the woods? What are you doing when that's not a thing?
Well, this last year, you know, we fished halibut, you know, then from halibut you can fish whitefish.
And some of the most productive halibut grounds on the entire coast of California are in your backyard.
No, it was these last couple of years, like I said, it was pretty epic. And, you know, I mean,
both in quantity and in quality too. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of ground zero for some of the best halibut fishing.
Yeah. I mean, I remember like in the first closures back in the 90s, I mean, you know, 30 or 40 fish days on the gentleman, you know, and just to be a part of that. Now it's not as great, but I mean, we've seen some numbers coming up again.
It may not be as great compared to what you're used to, but like what you're fishing is compared to a lot of the coast down below, it's still, let me tell you, it's still pretty great. What you guys consider okay, we would take down here all the time. Like, it's pretty cool.
No, yeah, we're definitely, you know, fortunate, definitely.
And you said even right now there's some good bass fishing to be had.
Yeah, there are. You know, I know the speed swim and the gentlemen been fishing bass out there, and, you know, you guys want to jump on over there. They're killing them.
That's cool.
You know, it's great to see. I mean, hopefully my boat can get, you know, taken care of. I can get back in the water ASAP, and I can do the same. So
yeah, that's right.
I'm looking forward to it.
So tell us about the CJ. I mean, we really had a lot of fun talking about your boat last time when you were on, but a lot of people maybe didn't catch or didn't hear the last show. Tell us about the CJ. What's the boat like, and the length of trip that you like to run? Just kind of give us a rundown for our anglers that haven't had a chance to fish with you.
Right, 45-foot vessel. I got 11 bunks. And I believe, you know, I mean, 10 is the number that's ideal. You know, basically, you know, you bring your own beverages, your own food. We got a microwave. We provide coffee. I mean, it's the perfect small boat, you know, small group kind of boat right there. We're personal with you guys. We can talk to you guys. I mean, if you don't mind me yelling at you, it's a great boat.
We were talking about it yesterday. That's such an ideal charter size, because it's relatively easy to put that group together. You know, like when you're trying to track down 30 buds or 40 buds and money and payment and this and that, it's tough, but like everybody can find, you know, 6, 8, 10 of their buds to get together, all pool in some money and go catch some sea bass.
Right. No, it is easier, I think, to put together, you know, and then, I mean, we fish hard. I mean, we'll make you laugh. You know, I got some pretty good, you know, some jokes. a lot about myself, but, you know.
That's great.
I said the well.
And that boat gets in, you know, you have no problem getting in tight, fishing shallow when that's where that fish is.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's a very comfortable but very, very capable boat for what you guys are doing. Now, this time of year, I'm assuming maintenance period, kind of like, you know, we look out the door here at the world headquarters and half of the San Diego fleet, same thing, like everybody's busy turning wrenches because, you know, you and I were talking before the show started again, like your sea bass season is very similar to the tuna fishing season down here. And for whatever reason, it's just seeming earlier and earlier and earlier. And, you know, you don't really have the luxury of waiting to do your maintenance until, you know, May or whatever. Like you gotta kind of have that boat ready because that fish has been showing up early for you guys.
Right. Yeah. No. Hopefully it sticks. You know, it's gonna bite earlier, and it's kind of what it would seem like. Every, you know, a month sooner every year. So, I mean, now I want to definitely be ready for that.
Yeah.
You know? I'm jumping on this.
So what's the maintenance period right like for CJ? I know you said you just had the boat out of the water and got your inspections all taken care of and everything good that way. What are we doing maintenance wise? Anything that we'll notice as passengers, or is it all below deck kind of stuff?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just working on the mattresses, putting our covers up, and just adding every year.
Cool.
Adding every year, you know, little by little, and until we can get you know, exactly how I want it.
Yeah.
So.
Which will literally never happen. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to pretend I'm a boat owner, but been around them enough to know, like, you know, it being perfect will never be. Right. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, it'll be perfect in my eyes.
Yeah, right. That's cool. Well, we're excited to have you and so much cool stuff to cover and talk about today. Man, if you want to join us, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call and let's talk hookup this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. We've got lots of great stuff to talk about today. Also, you can send us a text. The text to show option, so popular here now on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to send a text message into Chauncey, if you got a question for the show, you got a report you want to give, feel free, call or text. And again, texting only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a totally free app. It's a free download, whether you have an iPhone, an Android, whatever. The only way to text your questions into the show, but also a really easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, all the archive shows we've passed. Adam always does such a killer job. The show with Chauncey will be up usually within a couple hours after we get finished. And, you know, if you missed the show yesterday, we had lots of fun with Mike Laust and Carl from Fisherman's Landing. You can catch that show or listen on your drive home from work. It's a lot of fun. And, again, it's the only way to text in your questions. And, man, make sure you include your contact info with the text, because we want to be able to get a hold of you if you win one of the big prizes at the end of the show today. And, man, are we giving away a very cool prize. If you're a sushi guy, this is a great day for you. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a handmade Anza fillet knife and a $100 gift certificate to Sushi on a Roll, thanks to our great buddy Jeff Roberto and the whole family behind Ann's and I's making that happen for us. So a killer prize. One lucky caller going to get a custom handmade Ann's and I and a $100 gift certificate to Sushi on a Roll. A killer prize. If you want your opportunity at that great shot, or better yet, your chance to talk to Chauncey, again, 213 area 432-1090, or text us on that Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great questions and info coming your way. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The sport shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. Rock Cod Rick here to remind you that West Coast Marine and Parker Boats will be at the PCS show, as well as the Bart Hall Long Beach show this year, showing off some of their most popular models of Parker Boats and Yamaha Outboards. Kevin Kelly is certainly responsible for putting hundreds of anglers and their Parkers at the shows and at their Costa Mesa location of West Coast Marine. Carrying on the tradition that our friend Kevin Kelly did so well is his nephew Nick Kelly at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Kevin was a fixture at the shows for many years and will be missed by all, but you can be assured that Nick will do everything possible to carry out Kevin's tradition of taking care of his customers and getting them in the right boat outfitted the way you want. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered Parker boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS show and the Bart Hall Long Beach show, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and share your memories of Kevin with Nick. Check westcoastmarine.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dave Brown here from Okuma Fishing Tackle. Be sure to stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows to check out the hottest new gear for bluefin fishing, like the new Tesoro and Salinas spinning reels, as well as put your hands on a new BioFlyer from Fish Lab. See you there.
It's a whale of a show.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, man. No doubt, Chauncey, a popular guest. Our phone lines are just about completely packed before we even started the show. There is one phone line still open if you want it. It's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Your chance to talk some CJ with us, have some fun. And also, again, your shot to win that killer prize, man, a custom fillet knife from Anza Knives and a $100 gift certificate to Sushi on a Roll. And, man, phones are packed, Chauncey. I think we just jump right into them. We'll start this morning with Armand calling us from Seal Beach this morning. Morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm hoping to get up to the Channel Islands and fish some sea bass this year. What? How do you rig up for that? I normally go tuna fishing, so fishing sea bass is not my standard kind of thing to do.
Right. We fish at different styles. If we're dropping straight on top of them, we're fishing, 8 to 12 ounce torpedoes. You know, it could even be lighter on torpedoes and drop a loop up high. We fish them pretty, a little bit higher. But that, or you fish them on sliders and lead heads if we're on the anchor. It's really, I couldn't tell you what would work. It's depending on how the fish are biting, if they're moving, or if they're during the caliper and the structure. So
what's your favorite rig for the two styles? So say you're running and gunning and you meter up a ball, you've sonar up a ball of sea bass and you're going to drop over the top of it. What's like an ideal rig? How heavy a line, that kind of stuff?
Well, I have my people fish 40 pound bigger.
Okay. You like heavy?
Yeah. If we're on, fishing squid, heavier is better. You never know when you get in a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I tell everyone, don't fish nothing lighter than 40 pound, especially if they're all big fish.
And it seems so often when fish is on squid, you don't need to be super stealthy, super line shy, super anything else like that.
Yeah,
you're fishing big fish.
Yeah.
You're fishing with 10 other guys. You're probably often around some kind of structure. Big hook, heavy line.
Right. No, that's just the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, especially on squid.
So 40 and heavier.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then what about when you are anchored up in some kind of shallow water beach or kelp line and you are fishing a lead head or a squid or a slider? Does the gear change at all, or do you still fish that same way?
I fish big hooks. Fish, 7-odd hooks and bigger on squid. Fish out half-ounce sliders, depending on the lead head, on the current. A lot of times 3/8. 3/8 is my ideal, my go-to, and that's the go-to of what, the captain that I learned a lot from with fish, and I stick to that.
Yeah, okay.
But like I said, it's all adjustment on current.
Sure. Heavier current, heavier sinker?
Right.
And then that's just because you want to stay in a certain part of the water column?
Right, because if the current's, if it's, just blasting out there, that your line's going to stay up, and a lot of times you do want to get it down in the water column.
And I'm not trying to steal Armand's question, but I got a lot of questions about sea bass fishing, and it's not often that we have a master sea bass fishing like we do with you in here. How are you fishing that? Like, put yourself in the shoes of one of your guys on the deck, and you're casting a lead head out. How do you fish it? Is it crawling across the bottom? Is it swimming in the middle? Like, how do you, I know it's not easy to give a visual of how you're fishing that, but give us a rundown on, once you make your cast, how are you ideally fishing a lead head and squid?
A lead head and squid, I would say it would just going down very slowly.
Okay.
Going down very slow until you get, the ideal is you want just enough current to get to have some angle in your line.
Okay.
If you get too much of it, that might be a problem, and that fish might not come up that high, But usually, what's in, mid column, you got a really good opportunity.
So a slow angle down, and on the fall is that when a lot of the bites are coming?
Right.
You make that cast out, and you're just kind of controlling the fall of the lead head.
Right.
And waiting for one to intercept it on the way down.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll do that. We'll fish them on 3, 4, or 5 anchovies as well, going down the chandeliers. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We do that even on, sliders and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, like, that's just, sometimes you got squid and they won't eat squid.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Most of the time they do, but like, oh, throw three anchovies on and we start getting bit. Like,
I think that's why I like having Chauncey on here so much is, like, you don't follow the rules of, like, what sea bass. You put the anchor down, you put a squid on a dropper loop, and you wait for your bite. Like,
no.
You guys get after it.
Yeah, no, we're fishing different things. A lot of times in the Kelpies, you fish for bass, and you wait to see, you know, the longer you sit on the spot, the better. You know,
sure.
They can sniff you out, and then, you know, you start, you know, seeing some people start hooking it or else. So, you know what, you try a slider.
Yeah.
You know, try a slider, try to come, you know, a few anchovies on it, whatever, just different techniques. And once we find it, oh, it's biting right here, switch over, you know.
That's great.
And I move quick.
And that's the beauty of, you know, groups like you have on the CJ. When it's 10 guys, you and your crew, like, you can have everybody re-rigged back on it real fast.
Right, right.
You don't have a group of 40 people that you're trying to convince to move over. Like, you can have everybody cut, retied, switched over while the bite's still happening.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if you have multiple rods, it's kind of, we're set up.
That's cool.
We're set. Like, do this, have this, and, you know, be ready to switch rods over ASAP if I tell you.
Okay. I had a great text come through kind of along those same lines. I think it's fitting for the right timing. It was from Dave in Anaheim. He texted in, again, through the Let's Talk Hookup app. When fishing for sea bass, what's your favorite dropper loop? What's your favorite way to fish a squid, a dropper loop or a Carolina style rig? Like, do you like a torpedo
dropper
sinker
loop
on the bottom or that Carolina style?
Dropper loop.
Okay.
Yeah, Carolina style. I mean, for each its own, you know, some people tie huge dropper loops. And the style I fish them, the dropper loop is better off. I like them like at 6 inches because the boat's moving quick. You know, you pushing those big old dropper loops just might tangle up.
Sure.
You know, I mean, on the anchor, it's different. You know what I mean? Fish however you want on the dropper loop, but.
But that's a good call, and you're right. You know, so much of that, we saw bluefin fishing this year, changing the way that you do things is, you know, if you have a big loop and you just are blindly dropping that thing as fast as you can, the sinker's going to fall faster than the bait is, and it's going to helicopter up and twist everything up, and then you're not fishing.
Right.
And you might think that you are. You know, that might be your own opportunity where the fish were squirting left and right, and Chauncey got the boat lined up perfect, and you want to put your bait right through them, and if you're all tangled up and balled up, that was your shot.
Right. No, and that's why I tell everyone, you only get one shot sometimes.
Yeah.
So. You know, I mean, listen to what I'm telling you.
I like it. Hey, well, a great text, Dave and Armand. Thanks for the call. Let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. We see those tankers come through the kelps all the time. You know, and we're throwing traps at them. Do you suggest to have like a bait stick ready? And how deep do we need to be? Scratch it on the bottom or just float it out?
You know, some of that stuff I've seen it bite, you know, visually bite. And if you see them, I mean, you could probably do everything you can and you won't get bit. I would just throw everything on them. I'd throw plastics. A lot of times you just got to be set up on those spots and just fishing it. And, you know, once they get a taste of it, then you'll get bit. But a lot of times they'll keep moving. And a lot of, when you see them like that, it's kind of like a heartbreaker, like, oh, we're not going to get them. We're not getting them. We're seeing them. We're not getting them. But sometimes, I mean, just you're fishing it long enough, they get a taste of it, and then you will get bit.
Bruce, if you're doing a lot of that calico bass fishing and you're seeing those things going through the kelp, man, spend the short amount of time, if you have the ability to, spend the short amount of time on your way out of the harbor and just make a few mackerel, too, like having a few of those in the tank. I mean, a sea bass, Chauncey knows better than anybody, a sea bass is a tough nut to crack when they're not balled up and fired up to eat something, especially if you don't have live bait. You know, I mean, if that fish is just solo cruising, not looking to eat something, they're not the easiest thing to knock down. But if I were in your shoes, at least fishing around here, some of the success that we've had is just make a few mackerel before you go. You don't spend your whole day doing it because that's not what you're after. But that way, at least you have some bullets in the gun when you see this sea bass come around. And one rig that doesn't get fished out here very often, but certainly really effective down the down the coastline and in northern Mexico, is that Hamburguesa rig. You know, have a have a heavy rod with a big crocodile or a big chrome jig and pin a mackerel onto that when that fish is cruising around in the kelp line, and you'd be surprised at the number of times you'll occasionally get a bite that way. It can be tough fishing in those conditions, because if you're just drifting through kelp, you know, you're pulling that thing in and out of the kelp, but potentially a good opportunity for it. But Bruce, we appreciate the phone call very much. How about another text, Chauncey? This one was from Josh in Oceanside. It says, good morning, guys. What's Captain Chauncey's favorite island to fish, and what's your favorite species to fish for?
Sea bass. I mean, that's just, I love to fish sea bass. And I love fishing them at Atacapa. Atacapa, I'd say, is my place to fish them. I don't mind fishing them anywhere, just the new experience. I love the challenge of learning something new, but I'll say Atacapa,
okay.
Sea bass.
And what all, I mean, that's the beauty of where you guys are running Channel Island Sport Fishing. Like, you have a lot of options, on a full day to overnight style trip. What are some of the locations that you guys fish? Like, what's within the range of CJ?
What's within the range? On our full day, you know, the furthest we'll go up is, you know, nearly 4 hours. So, I mean, 4 hours, the furthest we'll go up the coast is, BKR, furthest to the islands is going up Santa Cruz.
Okay.
And, that's our range. I mean, we stay with sea bass, it's usually, we're not going that far,
mm-hmm.
unless we're in the outer islands, so.
That's the beauty, is you're kind of... The landing is kind of ground zero for good sea bass fishing. So
right, and when it's biting locally, we get some good shots at Rosa and they get some at Miguel, but usually that's out of range unless we're on an overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I would hand it over to the overnight boats.
Yeah. But if somebody wanted to do an overnight charter, is that something you guys do, or do
absolutely.
You? Okay, cool.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do. It's just. My boat doesn't, we have bunks, but I don't have a shower.
I know what you're saying.
So,
yeah.
It's hardcore.
I get it. It's super ideal for the full day trip that you do. Not, that doesn't mean that a one day trip is out of your range, but it's set up perfect for what you do the most, full day fishing.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Right. Awesome. All right. Well, hey, appreciate the phone call and the text very much, Josh. How about next up, we talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, those small boats are just ideal. Because half the time, I've lost my big fish from somebody else thinking they're hooked up. And the captain's telling them, don't pull and snap, But this ghost fish, I haven't gotten a big one yet. All these little ones, but I've witnessed a school of not bonita, but a barracuda coming by. And we got the crocodiles, we're catching them. And my buddy pulls out this tanker that was chasing them. Do you ever find that they're chasing other schools of fish? And is it legal to catch a little, say, small barracuda, hook it onto your crocodile and throw it behind the school? You ever do stuff like that?
Yeah, they would probably consider that illegal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it. But I've had sea bass chase barracuda up to eat them. I mean, we've seen it. Some of my passengers have seen it. And I've heard other stories of them eating, other fish. So, I mean, what you're saying, yeah, it does happen. And, a lot of times they are around, barracuda schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we first start seeing them. See cuda, I'm going to be like, oh, there's going to be some croaker around. So.
Are they following that for food reasons, or do they just like the same condition? Is barracuda around anchovy balls, and that's what they want too? Or what is it that the condition that, carries barracuda also seems to carry sea bass? It seems to be the same thing everywhere, right?
Right. No, and I couldn't tell you that I knew.
Yeah.
But I know that a lot of times those schools are together.
Uh-huh.
It just might be the perfect condition for both of them.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, it's one of those things we may not know the reason, but you can't deny it, man.
Right.
There's cuda around. There's often sea bass around.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
You start seeing the cuda, be like, oh, this is a good sign.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much, Chuck. How about another text? This is Yo Chauncey. This is Coach from Wainimi. So great to hear your voice on this outstanding show. If you'd please share with us your two favorite heavy and medium setups to fish for those big sea bass you've been putting on the deck. And that's from Sean in Port Wainimi.
Sean, okay. I like fishing like the 700 mediums, heavies.
Okay.
With a You know, I fish. I got my boss. I love my boss. My boss is awesome. I think the 400 boss. I mean, that thing is, it does everything. It's just, that's perfect.
That's the accurate boss. Accurate,
uh-huh. Right. And, I mean, you can fish the Alex, you know, the Avids, and you can fish just about anything. You just want to make sure your rod and reel line up. You know, you want to have a big old reel for a, you know, rod that's not going to suit it. But heavy rods, 7.5 foot. If you're throwing plastics, obviously a longer rod. So,
okay.
I mean, you got to adjust.
So is your medium setup then a swim bait plastic style rod, and then your heavy rod is your dropper loop outfit?
No.
Do you like to have two heavies? You like to have two sea bass rigs.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Okay.
Two heavies, and then I'll have my plastic setup.
Okay.
I mean, with my long rod.
Yeah.
So, I mean, completely different.
Yeah, so something to fish bass with, right. that doesn't, right. You know, when
right.
You're sea bass fishing, you like to, you fish heavy.
Right, okay. heavy.
Okay.
You know, so.
And will you usually have both of those set up to fish dropper loop, facing them around, keep a leg one, loop on the other?
Right, that's what I do. I mean, a long rod, I guess a long rod, you know, to some sense.
Okay, last question, and I feel bad, I'm stealing all the questions. On, finish.
Put very rough shot. I just put enough to get to the thick of it. So, I mean, if I have a tall dropper loop, I fish my dropper loops 3 to 5 foot high up the weight.
Okay.
So long as I can have enough just on there from, you know, so probably about 10 foot of that. And then on fishing on the slider, probably have another, you know, 3 to 5 foot.
Okay.
You
know? So you're fishing mostly Spectra with somewhere from 3 to 10 feet of fluoro.
Right. Okay. That's how I do it. I mean, sometimes you get bit better with longer, you know, top shots.
Okay.
But you just got to sit back and adjust. Everything's adjusting.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, I don't like how this line's not going down with the Spectra. You know, I mean, switch up and put some line on, top shot it. So.
But you're filling your reel virtually full, and then you can adjust your top shot there, you know.
Absolutely.
Because it's not like you need a ton of room on the reel. If you're changing from 3 feet to 25 feet, that's still just a few turns in the handle.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, let's get info, man. I hope that answers the question for you, Sean, and thanks a lot for sending us the text. How about we jump back into them this time, talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Yeah, I was wondering about your boat. How much is it to you and the CJ?
Say that again, Doug?
I mean, the Island Tac, I mean.
What about the CJ9 Tac?
You're saying, like, what's the differences?
Yeah.
Oh, we're both sister boats. I would say the only thing different is I got open party. We both target the same species a lot of times of the year. And, you know, every captain has his own technique. But, I mean, to say difference, there's not much of a difference. We always try our hardest and our best to put fish on the deck.
Equipment-wise, boats are very similar, though, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. They're sister boats.
Okay, cool.
So, I mean, they do look very, very similar.
You mentioned open party. How often? I know that, you know, we talked before the show, and I was, you know, it's a testament to how well you do and your groups are that you have a lot of charters throughout the year. I mean, very popular in the book. It started up. How often is the boat available for open party? If at all, do you strictly charter?
No, we do both.
Okay.
We do both. I mean, you know, I do my best to advertise to get, you know, charters, and we still have open spots. And
I mean, I want to come fishing with you is what I'm trying to get here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm just trying to find out when there's an open party trip. I want to do this.
Yeah, right. No, so the best way to do it for open party, you go through the landing.
Okay.
The landing is what shows our open party. And if you wanted to charter our boat, you can call the landing.
And that's Channel Island Sport Fishing?
Channel Island Sport Fishing, 805-382-1612, or you can get a hold of me, and we can set you all up.
Okay, cool. Website, is it available on the website? Can you book through it, or do you just you book through the landing? And
book through the landing.
Okay, cool.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
All right. Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. I think we need to go, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up there, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, man, we've been talking all this great sea bass fishing up at the Channel Islands. And how do you not think Trinidad A, my absolute favorite casting, smooth, reeled, I think that's ever been made. Trinidad A, for me, sea bass fishing, I'm a 16 guy. Fits in your hand, holds plenty of 50, 60, even 80-pound spectra for sea bass fishing, short top shot. Great free spool if you're needing to cast a light slider or a lead head, and then lots of power when you hook the right fish. It's my absolute favorite. Also, can't beat a Trinidad 20 for casting that surface iron. Probably the greatest casting reel ever made. Check it out at your local tackle dealer, or for more information, check out Shimano.com.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super-wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair-style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher, Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show is March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Tackle, fishing resorts, fishing boats, and amazing simulacs. March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here talking CJ at a Channel Islands. Great fishing going on, and as promised, man, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report today. Focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin charts. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more, Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check out Terrafin.com for more information. No question, the best water charts available. Awesome, and so proud of having Terrafin as a sponsor for so long here. Let's Talk Hookup, because they do such a great job for us. Speaking of great job, we're going to head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
We're doing great, man. Having a good time in here, talking to some sea bass, having fun.
Nice, dude. Yeah, I caught a little bit of that sea bass talk, that Amber Gaither you're hearing about, man. We've had some fish like that on the Some Fun.
Something we're dabbling in a local environment.
Right. You always see those giant crocodiles in people's tackle boxes, and, you know, you wonder how often that thing actually gets tied on and used. They'd probably be surprised what they catch if they spend a little bit of time with that thing, no doubt, for sure.
Good call, Willie.
So, hey, short week for us up here, you know, just we were actually able to get the boat away from the dock a few days this week, but, you know, just light loads for sure. But half-day action for us. It did slow up a little bit this week as we're just watching this water temperature just slowly drop. 55 to 57 degrees was what we fished this week. So, yeah, balmy for sure.
That's chilly.
Yep, but as such, you know, the action for sure, everything was on the bottom. Dropper looped baits, be it a live sardine, strip of squid, whatever you're fishing down there was the way to go. So some sand bass, gulpin, and whitefish. I'd say that was the bulk of the half-day counts. Mostly whitefish. Yesterday they had quite a few whitefish in their half-day counts, a few bass here and there. But, you know, nothing super exciting. But, you know, if you're looking to get out on the water, for sure that's what you can expect to catch. And then our three-quarter day stuff right now, we're kind of all in on that sculpin program. There's still plenty of opportunities to catch in that deeper water. You know, the rubber lures fished on the sinker setups for sure was getting steady bites for our guys. Five fish limits, you know, not unattainable by any means. Some sorting, you know, some short fish in the mix, definitely. But going home with your five sculpin there shouldn't be a big deal. And then there's been plenty of white fish and some sand dabs and stuff like that for the guys wanting to throw that in their bags as well. So, mellow week, but more or less the same stuff we've been seeing over the last few weeks, you know, so that's it. Just boat work projects for some guys, maintenance for others, and half-day, three-quarter-day trips kind of sprinkled in around that is kind of what we saw this week here at Dana Wharf. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, call the landing, save your spot on the boat to help us build a trip to get the boat away from the dock. You know, you're not saving your spot to get a room, but you're helping us build a trip for when people call. So our number here, 949-496-5794, or you can check us out as well at danawharf.com.
Great info, as always. Willie, looks like we got a little bit of weather here today, but and a little tomorrow, yep. But, you know, later in the week, we're back to some pretty steady conditions again, and, you know, we'll just build the other direction. You know, build it down, we'll build her back up.
Roger that. Yep, for sure. So we kind of like this time of year, you know. Look, get some stuff, projects done, and mix in a little bit of fishing in there just to kind of keep everything, you know, rolling. So, good time of year.
And a bag of sculpin fillets is never a bad deal either. Appreciate it,
Roger.
As always, bro. We appreciate keeping us up to date. Wish the boys best of luck with all the boat projects going on, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. See ya.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, and our surf fishing report, why don't we jump back into the text? And I thought this was a fun one. Good. Said, good morning, Rick and Chauncey. Question for Chauncey. When you're hunting sea bass, are you only using your sonar? Are you also are you also fishing them with your eyeballs? Is there any sign from above, slowly weaving through the kelp, birds, etc.? Can you go over the process of finding sea bass when you're hunting for them with your eyes?
Right. You know, usually we're not eyeballing them. I mean, it does happen at times when they're that shallow. But a lot of it is just, yeah, you can see birds, any type of life. It's just, you know, I mean, birds show you where, they show you everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you pay attention to all that kind of stuff, and it may be fish, may not. As far as the sonar, I just got a fish finder. My sounder just, up and down. So, I mean, when
so
I'm
you're
looking
zigzagging,
for
stuff, you're driving right over the top of them. So when
right,
you get over the top
right
of them, you are truly over
right
the top of them.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
That's why, you know, it's important, you know, when I tell you drop. So,
go right now.
Right. So that's all it is. You know, we got our fish finder up and down. And for eyeballing them, then, you know, you pay attention to the elements
mm-hmm
and the birds.
And same deal with squid. Like, is the bird putting you onto the squid, or is that strictly just mowing down the, you know, the line with your up and down to find it on your meter? Or are you just relying on, you know, commercial buds and activities?
Right.
Like, how are you finding the squid? Kind of like, how are you finding the sea bass?
A lot of times as well, the birds will show you. You'll pick, you show up, and they're picking. And that's one of the first indications. And you go, look, okay, this squid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, you know, obviously, you've got connections. And, you know, we all try to help each other best we can. So, but, I mean, that birds are always the number one indicator
okay
for everything. So
in your zone, are some birds better than others? Like, what are you looking for? Like, if you see a ball of pelicans, is it okay, we're just going to keep driving, or
yeah,
these are good, these are not? Like,
pelican is usually on the fin bait.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you see that mix in, there's a lot of fin bait. So we look for the, you know, if you saw a seagull, then it's a better idea of, like, okay, this is a squid.
Uh-huh.
So, that's how we push on it.
That's cool.
You know, you see rizzos, you know, you see some rizzos out there. And
the dolphins?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, those are...
That's good squid sign
great,
also.
Great indicator, because that's what it is. So.
Okay. That's good info. I appreciate it. All right, great. Well, hey, we had another good text come through. It says, two seasons ago, the sea bass at Anacapa were really chewing. It was total combat fishing. There was party boats and private boats, but everybody worked together great. The CJ gaffed a fish and handed it to a private boat who couldn't control their fish, and it got tangled up with their lines in front of us. Man, those guys are great dudes. That's from Chris and Ventura. So, nice job, Chauncey.
Hey, you know, anytime something like that happens, you can count on me.
That's pretty cool. That's a good story. Chris, thanks for the text. Again, if you want to send us a text, the Let's Talk Hookup app packed up, but and plenty of time to get you through. How about we jump back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Brady. He's called us from Costa Mesa this morning. What's up, Brady? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Rick and Papa. Rick, you always know what's going on. And as far as, where Thompson's at in Santa Barbara area with mackerel, like, there's not a lot of squid in the Santa Barbara area. So if you drop a Big Mac on Horseshoe Reef right in front of Santa Barbara, that's how you're going to get a sea bass. So I'm a 70s kid from Oxnard, so I know Cisco's, I know Ventura Harbor, and I work out of sea landing on the Hornet, the Merritt McCree's Seahawk, Fred Banco's Condor, Joe Gall's Scout Persona, and the mackerel really are, like, you can get to it, but my question was for Chauncey, are the Calico guys getting fish on the loss at all? Because on the Wii 7, I did win jackpot on the 7. Now, here's a quick tip. If you're fishing the Lazanoa wreck, don't fish surface iron, drop it down to the wreck, slow roll it, and you will get a big fish. But anyways, let me know, guys. Rick, you always know what's going on. You rule everything. All right, later.
Well, thanks for the call. How about the calico bass fishing just in general? I know his question had an awful lot of parts to it, but how has the bass fishing been? And then maybe with that, since he was kind of talking about big fish, how's the bass fishing been in the zone? And then also, if you're wanting to target a big calico bass, any tips, any tricks, any suggestions for us, Chauncey?
You know what? I don't think the calico bass bite was that great this year, as far as like how we would stretch out in certain places. But
okay.
I mean, did we have some good shots? There was a couple good shots there. Fishing large, it's just, you know, I think the smaller boats can get in certain places where other boats can.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, if you can, you know, dig back into a lot of that stuff where nobody can get into.
Okay.
I think that's going to be your best opportunity, you know what I mean? But like I said, everything changes. The fish move. You got to find them. And a lot of it is just instinct and persistent and being, you know, consistent and being, you know, persistent. So, you know, so long as you stick to it, you can find something.
Sure.
And make it happen.
If you're on the deck fishing, you're on the CJ, your goal is to catch a big calico bass. What's your best opportunity? You fishing a live squid? You fishing big swim bait? Are you fishing a big tube jig? A surface iron? Like, what's the?
I like fishing live bait.
Okay.
You know, fly lining, you know, big ancho, big sardine.
Okay.
I mean, that's my goal too. I mean, I've caught all my big fish. I've caught a 10-pounder long time ago, and it was on the plastic. But I mean, I've never got one close to that again. But I mean, I would say a lot of the big fish that we've seen. The biggest fish we came off of sardines.
Okay.
So.
And fish, you've set that up the same way kind of you do with sea bass, mostly spectra and a little shot of fluorocarbon, or how do you, does that change?
I'll fish a short top shot if I'm in the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? A lot of it don't matter long as your bait is presented, you know, properly. Sometimes, then again, you gotta adjust. You know what? This is not biting, so I make my top shot longer.
Sure.
And see if that makes a difference. So I think that's an adjustment. You know, if you're not getting bit on the short one, make it longer, and you know, just work from there.
Okay. Good answer. Appreciate that very much, and appreciate the phone call. How about we jump back into him again? We'll talk to Ryan from Irvine this time. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. So I've never really fished on a dedicated sea bass trip, but I intend to do so this year. And, you know, my question for you, Captain, is that I want to know, you know, what is the traditional five rods that I should bring, or even if it is five rods, I don't know, but what's the ultimate setup that you would bring on trips like yours?
Right. The rods, just make sure, I mean, like a 7 to 8 foot rod, something that, you know, you could fish, bottom fish with, you know, like even like yellows, you know, like a the size of like an LX, you know, not something huge, not something small. I mean, you can use something small. I mean, nowadays they make reels that could handle, you know, 20 pounds of, of drag, you know, which you don't need, but I mean, just make sure it could handle, you know, 40 pound. I mean, sometimes you got to go lighter, but okay. I mean, that's the ideal, you know, so.
Lever drag or star drag, make a bit of difference, whatever you're comfortable with.
So. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Each his own. So long as it could handle that.
Torium 20, you know, might be a lever drag, a Speedmaster Italica, doesn't matter. Just something that's comfortable in your hands, fishes 40 pound, makes a lot of torque. And it sounds like fishing with you, you know, I mean, you need to be able to fish a light bait if necessary, but more importantly, be able to handle a fish that could be 40 pounds, 50 pounds, whatever. I mean, you guys had a lot of big sea bass over the years.
Yeah, and a lot of it is like, you know, you don't pull hard on those fish, not like a yellow.
Okay.
You know, so you just basically let them run, just keep getting line, and once they give their final run, I mean, they'll come to you. So that's all
that's a good tip too. Maybe expand on that a little bit for guys that you know, because I mean, a sea bass, let's face it, when, you know, just like Ryan was saying, you know, it's not a fish that all of us get to target all the time. Right. And there's some pretty serious buck fever that can go on when, you know, you hook that fish that you've been hoping and wanting for a long time, and a big sea bass on the CJ, like, sometimes you get a little shaky. Like, what's the fight like? And what can you say to kind of help us through it?
Yeah, just I fish light drags. Just tell them, take your time. Just, you know, I mean, don't pull on it like yellow. Don't short pump them at all.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just you know, give a you know, good amount of pressure. Let them do their thing. When they're done, you just, you know, just keep getting line.
Okay.
I mean, if you do any more, you're gonna hurt yourself.
When they give you line, you take it from them, but you're not trying to turn them around and bring them to you.
No, absolutely not.
What's the structure like most of the time when you're fishing? Are you guys in the mud where there's not a lot to deal with? Are you in tight to the weeds where they're gonna dust you into the kelp and bust you off? Like, what's the?
Yeah, so a lot of times we'll catch them on bait ball, you know, in big ground. So there's not, you know, they're in sand or in mud. We can catch them in structure, and we would catch them in kelp. When we catch them in kelp, that's when I'm gonna be like, gonna butt it down a little bit.
Okay.
Because they will go to the kelp.
Yeah.
I mean, and we'll lose some fish to it. And depending on how they're fighting, you know, if they're fighting one, you'll see the kelp and they'll go that way. And we gotta pull a little harder now.
But that's, again, the beauty of a boat like yours, smaller groups. Like, you can make those adjustments on the fly when you need to.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. And once I see it, then I do adjust. So,
that's cool.
I mean, you know, but like I said, most of the time, you just let them, you know, run. They'll tire themselves out. And all you do is just, you know, reap the prize off it.
Yeah, I dig it. All right, cool. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, want to remind you, this portion of the show sponsored by the 2023 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar. It's here and available now. This year's calendar includes fantastic fishing photos, important dates, the best daily tide charts, tips and techniques, and fishing regulations. You can pick up your calendar at tackle stores, all the landings, Turner's Outdoorsman, or you can order your calendar online at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup still to come your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Chauncey the CJ. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on Shimano tackle. So take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on Shimano Talica with a Hagani body to prevent misalignment, or the Shimano Trinidad, our top choice in star drag reels. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge preseason sale, February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at at the landing.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150. Available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand financed, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. At Giant Alaska and halibut at Target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.